Manon de Source. If you know, there's a wine called Smaak the Magnificent. It's got a yellow label. It's a label, it's a wine that was aged in bottle for a while before we released it, for 5 years. And my son drew that label. So he's the designer in that label, and I'm paying him per bottle of wine that I sell. So he earns some money with it. And I made a wine in 2012. I buy the grapes from three different vineyards in Elgin. So I made a wine, my own wine called Doc, from those vineyards, but I also made two barrels for the owner of the vineyard. So it was a blend between Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, and Semillon. And he took the wine, but he never sold a bottle. So 2 years ago, I think it's now 2018 or 19, he told me he still has got those wines, and I said to him, listen, can I taste it? And I tasted the wines, and they were just awesome. So I asked him if I can buy the wine back. So I bought it back from him. I relabeled it, and I needed a label for it. So there was no particular story to it. And my daughter, Alexa, she came to me and said she wants to also design a label at some stage. So I said to her, okay, this is the wine, do something. And she drew a self-portrait of herself. So you'll see on the blue label, there's a little stick figure girl. That's her. For the first 8 years of her life, she never liked wearing clothes. So she, my mother-in-law, made her these long, sort of soft material dresses. So something that was like really loosely fitted. So she would wear a dress like that. If she likes that particular dress, she will wear the same dress for about 6 months or 8 months or however long it takes her to be like totally full of holes. So she never combed her hair, always wore the same dress, and never wore shoes. So she looked like a very, like a wild girl. She got like big blonde hair, like strawberry blonde curly hair. So she was this wild figure always. And my friend called her Manon de Source, because there's a book that was written by a guy called Nicolas Pagnol, and Nicolas' son. And he lived outside of Marseille in France, and he wrote this tale about this girl, Madame of the Spring, Manon de Source, who looked after the whole, protected their village of people trying to steal their water, and her whole life. And she's this wild one with these bushy blonde hair, with the long robes, living in the bush. So he gave her this nickname, Manon de Source, because she looked like Manon de Source. And that's why I named the wine Manon de Source. So that was in the 2012. And then it sold really well. And then the guy told me he's got some 2010 as well, which another person made him. And I tasted that wine. It was also great. So it was not made by me. It was made by the previous guy who bought the grapes. But I bought those ones back, and I labeled it as Manon de Source, a pre-blank bottle version of Manon de Source, made by me, which was sold also really well. So then I also had some 2016 left. So this is the 2016. It's similar vineyards. There's a little bit of Chenin in this, which the other ones didn't have any of in. But this is a bit of, it's Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon from Elgin, with a bit of Chenin Blanc as well. And the wine is obviously, it's got a little bit of a bottle age on it. It's really, really nice. The story also evolved into the Air Carrots of Pagnol. So if you want to hear the whole story, it's magnificent, where I actually stumbled upon the son of the guy that wrote the book on the outskirts of Marseille. So if you want to listen to that story, it's under Air Carrots of Pagnol, one of the other wines. And yeah, you can listen to it there.